thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Rebecca Spears recognizes the impact of words on our beliefs and on our actions. In her essay for KERA's This I Believe, she describes how they give us meaning in a confusing world.
I believe in the weight of words. I acknowledge that the effect words have in this world are palpable. In the form of suggestions, opinions, oaths, or orders, words weigh upon everything from personalities to perceptions and actions. I came to this belief about the corporeality of words gradually. I had a notion of it as a child. Often I preferred to listen to others, and because I was sometimes reticent, I could feel the weight of words as I mulled them over in my mind. I felt the fullness of words as they formed in my mouth. Especially in the spring, my mother would drive my brothers and I into the countryside around Dallas. She would point out some plant in full bloom and give it a name: paintbrush, redbud, jonquil. In the fall on our drives, I heard the words live oak, sumac, pecan. By turns, the words tasted sweet, fragile, green, ripe. Growing up in the South in the 1950s and 1960s, I couldn't help but overhear white people call out racial epithets. Not all the time, but sometimes. Those words felt like brickbats, heavy with hate and prejudice, and intending to cause hurt, bruising, and worse. Those words made whole groups of people hide behind their doors until finally they could no longer do that. Then blacks began to visit places where the words still warned no and don't. Most of us were awed, and are still awed, by their actions in spite of the words. We are still awed by the words that encourage them. I have a dream, and justice shall roll down like a mighty stream. About this time, I was also deeply affected by the lyrics of popular music. Some of these lyrics presented themselves as real as anything, from a big yellow taxi to a ribbon of highway to flowers growing on soldiers' graves. These images impressed upon me the weight of first love, first disappointment, first to die. I learned that all is not fair in love or war or life, but sometimes the particulars are exquisite. Answers in the wind, rose and bows and Ferris wheels, red, red wine, white satin, and sometimes there is fairness or love lasts, or the soldiers come home. Now I'm in my early 50s, and I still believe in the tangibility, weightiness, and shapeliness of words. In sickness and in health, it's a boy, it's a girl, divorce, cancer, bachelor of arts, master of arts, I'm leaving in a month, I'm coming home, I love you. I have been shaped by words, and I have been a shaper of words. They have served me well and poorly, and I have seen the world go forward and fall back on the words of its leaders. Words, 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 sculptures we design and create or tear down and rebuild. Words corporeal and incarnate. Words that bring order to chaos. Words that go beyond the sum total of their meaning.
Rebecca Spears lives in Dallas. If you would like to submit an essay for broadcast or for posting online, just go to the This I Believe page of KERA.org. For KERA's This I Believe, I'm Kim Malcolm.